Now, here's my guess. So John Gibbons is, of course, the manager of the Blue Jays, and he joins us now. We usually do this, have this conversation around this time after the conclusion of every season. And virtually every year I say to Gibby, so you're watching the playoffs? And Gibby says, nah, not interested.
You think this year's going to be different?
No, I think it's going to be exactly the same.
You don't even think he knows the series scores?
He probably doesn't even know who's playing.
Yeah, who's playing?
Here's John Gibbons. How are you, Gibby?
Hey, good. Hey, I want to know, would you even be doing this interview if we had not pulled out of the cellar on the last game of the year?
Hell no.
You think that was the difference?
Hell no. I don't talk to no last place managers, pal.
How are you guys? Everybody good?
Everybody's good here.
Very good.
Weather's been great, man.
We're playing baseball. The roof would be open if you were playing.
Really? It's a global warming.
It is. It's unbelievable. It's going to be, I think, in the 70s Fahrenheit for you, Gibby, this weekend again, which, you know, middle of November, that's, or October. That's crazy.
That is unbelievable.
Now, where are you right now?
He's in Texas, aren't you?
I'm in San Antonio. You know, the Raptors are coming through town on Monday. I think I'm going to go out and watch them.
Mm. Mm. Is there optimism for that San Antonio basketball team this year? Or like everybody else, have you given up the ghost and said we can't beat Golden State?
No, there's always optimism down here. They got a good club.
All right.
Golden State, you know, I mean.
They're pretty good.
They'd have to stumble pretty good, but. Yeah, the Spurs will be there in the end. You can bet on that.
Well,
now
know what they're doing.
The basketball coach in your hometown, not to get all into politics, we don't want to do that today. But boy, Coach Pop, eh? When are you going to go off and tell us what you think?
I don't do that. I don't talk politics publicly or on the record. You guys know that by now?
He's quite a guy, though, huh? He must be a rock star in San Antonio by now.
Yeah, he's pretty good. You know, he's done some kind of job. You know, every year they're in it, and he has been vocal. But you know, I'm my line of thinking is nobody cares what I think, just like nobody cares what they think on Hollywood. You guys get paid to talk, so people care what you think. They don't care what I think.
Well,
they don't want to know what I think.
Well, they don't give a flying fadoo what I think. They probably care more about what you think because we don't get to hear what you think on any kind of regular basis. So do you know Pop? Have you met him?
That's because you guys don't pay me anything like all these other 29 managers. Oh,
Gibby, I have a theory on that. You get what you're worth, pal. They'll give you exactly what you're worth. Yeah, I hate to tell you that, pal.
Hey, Gibby, before we go any further, I got a question. I want to talk about McCown here throwing out that first pitch.
It was a little low on inside, but Gibby scooped it.
What did you think? What did you think of the velocity? What did you think of his command?
Well, actually, you know, the velocity was pretty good, but I mean, no command. You know, and he's sitting there on the air bitching and moaning about our pitching staff, and then he gets out there. And, you know, I saved him.
You did too.
He might have killed a photographer behind me. If I had
yeah, but
that.
You know what, Gibbons, you're burying the lead as you usually do. So here's how this works. It only took 40 years for them to ask me to throw out the first pitch. So I mean, I wasn't exactly their first choice.
They wanted to make sure you were warm.
Yeah, or cold, ice cold. And then here's my understanding. Shut up a minute. Here's my understanding. So I throw out the first pitch, you catch it, then you come out, and then you sign the baseball and you give it to me. That's how this thing is supposed to work.
Didn't happen that way.
No. So Gibby comes out and he's got a pen with him, so he was prepared for this.
But no baseball.
No, he's got the baseball in his hand. He gives it to me and says, you sign it. And then I give it to him. I walk off the field after throwing out the first pitch.
You got a ball with your own signature on it.
He's got the ball.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bob, you're a legend, man. Why wouldn't I want it?
Well, I appreciate it. It took me...
I'll wait for your name to go up on that wall.
Oh, one of these days. Oh, great. Thank you very much. That's nice.
Gibby's in fine form today.
That's okay. That's all right.
I think he's been preparing for this interview.
Nah, he don't have to prepare. He knows what's coming. We've been doing this long enough. Have you watched any baseball since the season ended? Tell the truth.
I've been glued in there pretty much.
Really, huh?
Yeah.
That's not.
Yeah, really. You know, every year I watch a little bit of it. I don't necessarily get glued to it. You know, I'm at home decompressing. But you know, I've been. You know, my timing's been right. The game. You know, the game times, and especially after not making it this year.
Right.
You know, I'm a little intrigued. You know, I've been intrigued with the Yankees a little bit. You know, I'm a big fan of the Astros, and you know, I know AJ Hinch pretty good, so. Yeah, so I'm, you know, and there's so many, you know, damn good teams in it this year. You know, a few of them been eliminated, of course, but yeah, I'm curious to see what happens.
So when you're watching these games, are you just watching them like we'd be watching them, kick back, have a beer, keep one eye on that, one eye on, you know, something else? Or are you looking at it going, you know what, that guy's a good ball player, or you know what, that's what we could do better or stuff? Are you analyzing the game? How do you watch baseball?
Yeah, I analyze it, you know, from a manager standpoint. I'll sit there like you guys, I'm sure, and go, "What is that idiot doing, taking this guy out, bringing this guy in?" You know, really, that's the beauty of baseball. There's so many different ways to do things, and you know, when I'm not involved, I turn into a fan and kind of run the game myself in my mind, and you know, try to play along with those guys. And I mean, the games, well, you guys saw it, you know, really in the last couple of years. Getting to playoff baseball, I mean, everything changes. You know, the starters don't, you know, stay in the game long.
That's right.
You know, everybody burns up their bullpen, and you know, it's a totally different game than you see during the, you know, during the regular season. And you know, there's, you know, so much scrutiny, and then guys do things, and them guys may do things that they normally wouldn't out of fear that the backlash. Who knows? You know, but there's been some crazy stuff.
Now, I don't want to get you in trouble. Well, I don't care if I get you in trouble, but I don't want to get you in trouble with any of your players, so I'm going to try and word this the proper way. Is Altuve as good as they get?
Yes, yeah, no doubt about
He's
it.
He's some player, isn't he?
Oh, Bob and Damon, you know, you really watch him. You know, we don't play him that often, but
I know.
Catch the highlights and things, and, you know, the last couple of years he's really just, you know, turned into one of the best, you know, at least top five players in the game, I would say. And you know, it's kind of amazing, too. You look at his size, and then, you know, boy, he and Judge, I would imagine, the top two vote-getters in the MVP, I would think. And look at the size difference, you know. And I mean, that's one of the beauties of baseball. You know, you can be short, tall, fat, skinny.
Yeah.
And still be a good player, you know. But he's, you know, he plays both. You know, he does everything in the game. You know, he's a great hitter. You know, he's got some power. You know, really, really plays to his advantage down there in Houston with that left field. But, you know, he can run, steal bases, make things happen on the base paths, and he's a hell of a defender, too. So, I mean, he's got the whole game. It's you know, not many guys that size can pull that off.
He's fun to watch, too, isn't he?
I remember watching Freddie Patek growing up.
There was another guy like that.
He was
that,
a little guy. Who was the best little man you ever played with? Can you think of somebody, Gibby?
Let's see, the best.
Like little guy who was like 5'6", 5'7".
You know, I'm trying to think, you know, well, I know, I'm not sure how tall Lenny Dykstra was. Lenny might have been.
Yeah. Well, Lenny's was pretty little.
5'9", I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, Lenny's the guy that comes to mind. You know, there are probably some other guys out there I can't think of real quick. But, you know, Lenny had the whole game, you know, and just knew how to play, and he was. He's one of the all-time best in postseason play, and did a lot of good things. He's, you know, things aren't going well for him now, but he was a hell of a player
kidding.
One time. So.
No, he was. He feisty though. He was a feisty guy.
Great leadoff hitter.
Yeah. Yep. So, what's on your wish list for your club? Because there's decisions that have to be made, and I assume you're sort of part of the decision making process. But right now, you know, the two guys in the suits who sit upstairs are trying to figure out what you need, what you're going to do, how many guys you're going to move, what are you going to do with Donaldson. What's on your wish list?
Well, I'd say, Bob, you know, number one, I think we got to beef up the offense a little bit. You know, we've still got basically the core group, but I think, you know, add a little more offense, you know, maybe, you know, hopefully maybe a little bit more team speed, whether you can do that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. You know, we've been hunting for a leadoff guy, you know, for a while now here in Toronto.
Yep.
That would be ideal, but you know, I'm not sure what those guys that are available or, but really, you know, when you look back on the season, it was a big disappointment for us. We didn't play good enough. But I think what jumps out at me, maybe add a little more offense will make a huge difference for us. And then figuring out, that fifth spot in the rotation, whether that's going to be a Biagini or they bring somebody else in. If it is Biagini, maybe add that one more arm down there in that bullpen. If Biagini stays in the pen, we like that. And then you might add a fifth starter, things like that. So I would have to say beefing up the offense would be my number one priority right now.
All right. So I'm intrigued in this because I have a complete philosophy about this, as you can well imagine. Shapiro or Atkins gives you a call in the middle of the winter and says, Gibby, we got a chance to get two players. One of them can hit you 30 home runs. The other one can steal you 40 or 50 bases and maybe hit 300 plus. Which one do you want?
Well, what else is he doing besides,
Don't worry about that.
You like a guy. If you get a guy, I love 300 hitters. That's not even really recognized in the game as much anymore.
I know.
A little bit disappointing. But you also want, you also like those guys, the good, pure hitters. They get to drive in runs. And a lot of times you get just those guys that are just, all out speed guys. There's not a lot of strength to them necessarily, so they're not run producers. Now, if you get that guy that's a real good hitter, that can steal all those bases, and he's that perfect leadoff guy that we're talking about, then that might be different. I might go that direction. But there's not a whole lot of guys out there doing that.
Well, I get that.
You can't frown on 40 home runs. Is that what you said, 40 home runs?
Well, I said 30 because, 40 makes 30. It, 40 is pretty good. 40 puts you in the top 10, right?
Maybe they go out and get both those guys.
That would make you happy.
That'd be good.
Well, I would think rather than both those guys, you'd probably be happy with a healthy Aaron Sanchez. And I got to think that was one of the hardest things on a manager this year, that not only did you not have him a lot of times, but it was always, okay, he's rehabbing. Okay, he's going to pitch. He's going to pitch. Oh, no, and he's out again. And so you never knew whether he was going to be out for how long and whether he was coming back. Do you have a strong belief or knowledge or confidence right now that he's going to be okay and all ready to go, all systems go by spring training, or do you not know?
Damien, I do. From talking to the doctors and the trainers, they all think he's going to get past this. And at the end, when he had that little strain in that ligament in his finger that developed, that was probably the biggest concern. But they said just rest should knock that out. I mean, and his nail looks good. Now, saying that, he may flare up on him a time or two. I don't think it'll ever get to the point it did this year, and I don't think the doctors do either. But, last year, he had the problem, and then he came back, and he probably came back too quick, and then, got a blister in a different spot. And so it was frustrating on all ends, and then you're trying to be smart. He wants to go back out there, and he thinks he can get through it. We all think he can get through it because he's done that in the past. And then, then one start later, next thing he can't throw again, it threw a big wrench in our team. There's no doubt about that. But, Aaron's so young, too. I mean, he's got the, his future ahead of him. Always in the back of a manager and the coach's mind is you don't want to jeopardize that. Kids, compensating for a blister. Next thing he hurts another part of his arm.
That's right.
He's done. Nobody wants that hanging over his head. So, we battled a few times, put him on the DL, hoping that he could come back, and it never really happened. But I just have the sense from talking to the doctors and even talking to Aaron that, that hopefully will be behind him. But like I said, he may flare up every now and then, but I don't think it'll to the point where it costs him another full season, knock on wood.
Josh Donaldson is arguably the leader of the ball club. And I don't know what context to place that, but certainly people perceive that to be the case. He's an important piece,
no doubt,
of the ball club for sure. And he is going into his free agent year. There is a great deal of speculation that if the Blue Jays are going to make a decision on him, whatever decision it is, sign him, trade him, it'll probably happen this offseason. Could wait until the trade deadline, but more than likely this offseason. Do you, I mean, in the course of every day, you're with these guys 200 plus days a year. Do you get any sense as to what Josh is thinking? Is he happy in Toronto? Is that, I know he professes to be happy, but every player professes to be happy where they are. What do you think is going through his head?
Well, Bob, he loves Toronto. You know, I've had some talks with him, and you know, I don't think he's BSing me either. You know, he's he had a good couple years in Oakland before he arrived in Toronto, but he won the MVP with us. You guys know the whole story,
yep.
And really, you know, I think he feels at home. You know, I mean, he's got a great following there, and he truly enjoys playing there. And but he's also a businessman, you know, and. You know, these guys, you know, once they're established and they turn into the better players in baseball, they get one shot usually at that free agency. You know, that's where they can make, a boatload. So, I mean, I'm sure he's looking at that. I know he's looking at that. But deep down, I do know he wants to stay in Toronto. Whether that works, who knows. But I do know, Mark and Ross want to keep him around. That's for sure. But you know, I mean, you know, to do that, I mean, he's got to accept the money they're offering, that kind of deal. And, if you traded him, I mean, I would assume, you know, I don't know, in the game, you see some crazy things in the game now, but I'd assume he could bring in a big haul, you know, and I think his preference is definitely to stay. But like I said, he is a businessman.
There's you guys had the oldest team in baseball the last couple of years, and there's lots of talk. We talk about it all the time about the need to get younger. Do you feel that, or do you feel like, look, I'm a manager. I just give me a team, best team. I don't care how old they are.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, Damien, you know, I like this team. You know, I like I said, you know, we do need to upgrade in some areas. I mean, you know, especially when you're coming off a tough year like we had. I mean, you got to do some things. I mean, that's just the way baseball has always been. You know, when the two previous years when we were coming off nice years, you know, you don't want to tinker as much because you want to ride it out as long as you can. But we have some older players, but they're still good. And if you bring in this guy or that guy, it might make a huge difference in how the whole team comes together. But there's still, like I said, we didn't play good enough this year. We didn't hit like we should have. You know, our defense wasn't as up to par, like it needs to be. But I mean, some good things happened, but not enough to get us back into the postseason. So I'm pretty happy with this group, but you definitely need to, add a piece here or there. And that's their intention, our front office's intention.
Gibby, we've kept you an awful long time here. We thank you very much, as always. We wish you the best during the offseason. Have a happy Thanksgiving. It's still a ways away, but U.S. Thanksgiving is coming up. We just had ours here in Canada, and then happy holidays. And, maybe with a little bit of luck, we'll talk to you again before spring training rolls around. Goes fast, though. Thanks, pal.
Yes, it does go fast. Actually, I'm going to hop in a car heading to Austin, Texas. My daughter's got a country band, and they're singing tonight, so I'm going to go.
Oh, great.
That.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great.
You're probably more nervous than she is.
Hey, if you can come up with some cash, I'll be on the show more often.
I think he's looking for work here. He's pushing hard.
Don't forget, Gibby.
You're talking about Donaldson being a businessman. I'm a businessman. I just don't need as much as he needs.
You get what you deserve, Gibbons.
I'll never forget that, Bob. All right, boys. Enjoyed it.